Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala. We are right here in the den on Power 904, and I'm sitting here with a very special, I ain't even going to say special friend because I'm a number one fan, right here on the Southern Players, right here with BJ Bowman. I said it right?
Bowman.
Y'all better get it right. Y'all can't be messing up today.
What up, though?
Okay, so tell the people that don't know, you know, that need to be fans. They need to be fans. Tell them a little bit about you.
I'm your boy, BJ Bowman. I'm one of the writers and the producers of Southern Players. We made the hit song back in the days, Dickie Ride. Don't you want a Dickie Ride? Yeah. And some other songs, you know. But that's me doing my solo stuff now. And also we branched off and formed a separate part of the Southern Players. So, okay. You know, yeah. Me and two other guys in the group, Tizo and Chris. So that's who I am. You know, I started out back in the days as the DJ for 12 Gauge. You know, did the song Letting Me Ride That Donkey, Donkey. So
that was our cheerleading song.
Oh, real? Yeah.
Shout out to my cheerleader, you know, partners. That was back in the day. That was back in the long day, but you know.
Yeah, I feel you. So yeah, that's me. That's me, artist, writer, producer, actor, you know, speaker, you name it. That's me.
Okay. So you guys have been comeback kings, which has been very motivational for me from the start, because when you guys were coming back, I was going through a big, big transformation myself of rebranding who I was. So that was very motivational for me to know that, hey, if they come back, I can come back.
That's right.
I admire you guys even more for that. So one of my questions for you today is, how do you approach decision-making when it comes to what you're doing in your career?
I just look at it from a standpoint of, is it beneficial? Anything that I'm doing, anything that I'm trying to be a part of, how is it beneficial to me, and how is it going to put me in a position to help somebody else? You know, so I just look at it from those two angles. And if it's not beneficial, if it's not worth it, if it's not bringing something in, something tangible, then I make a decision on whether or not I'm gonna deal with it or do it, you know.
My next question is very inspirational, very educational. This generation of people don't seem to read books anymore. And I know back when we were coming up, reading was one of the biggest things that we got to educate ourselves. Can you share any resources or books that have influenced you on this journey?
Yeah, of course, the Bible. You know, I read the Bible. That's the word. You know, and outside of that, I've written Purpose Driven Life. You know, I have a couple other books. I forget the name of them that have been given to me, inspirational books, motivational books. You know, I've read a few of those, and I just take a little bit of something from each book and apply it to my life and you know, just go from there.
Okay. Yeah. So what role does teamwork play
in your career? In my career, teamwork is everything, especially if you're working with a team. You know, if it's different individuals that's working to get you to a place in your career, in your life, then you got to rely on your team. I mean, there's no I in team. You know, everybody brings something to the table. You know, you may have strengths in one area, I may have strengths in another area, but we bring those things together, and that's what makes up the team. And, you know, just like a basketball team, you know, you got your point guards, you got your shooting guards, you got your small four, your power four, you got your center, you know, and everybody plays their role, and they bring their part to the team to make the team what it is. So
right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you handle conflict in that?
Talk it out, communicate. You know, I don't put up with the mess. I don't like to argue, or I don't fuss and cuss and all that. You know, because any type of conflict can be solved. Any problem can be solved. Any situation that comes up that's negative, you know, it can be worked out. That's how I look at it. There's nothing that you deal with that can't be worked out if you want to work it out and if you choose to work it out. Now, there may be some conflict that comes up that calls for separation. You know, you go your way, I go mine, whatever. You know, the business is done. It is what it is, but we leave it at that. It doesn't have to get off into this, you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang stuff.
Shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Yeah. I'm trying to stay away from that. Okay, so tell us what's going on with the Southern Players. What's new? Tell us what's going on. What we can expect from you guys. 2024, you starting the year off. What we going to be expecting from you guys?
Well, you can expect to see a new look. It's the same look, just a different look. Let me explain that. Two of us are the original members of the group from when we first started back in the days. And then the third guy is actually our dancer hype man. And we just branched off. You know, it's just been a change with the Southern Players. You know, the other guys are doing what they're doing, but the original guys, we've rushed off, and we're making different moves, different decisions when it comes to the Southern Player umbrella of what we're doing. So what you can expect from us is a new single that we're going to be dropping next month. It's called Bounce With It, and it's hot. And I did put a little snippet of it on social media. But we were actually going to feature some other big name artists on that one, but we decided to do that first single, just the Southern Players. And then we're going to do a remix, and we got some other stuff in the works that's going to be dealing with the 69 Boys, going to be dealing with Splat Pack and Prince Raheem. So the only thing I'm going to say is stay tuned.
Okay. So I want you to explain the type of music, because a lot of the new people are not used to the type of music that you guys make. It's called bass. Music.
They call it Miami bass booty shake music, bass yes. music,
right?
You know, and when you explain it to them, when you tell them like certain songs, they be like, huh? But then when you say something like Scrub the Ground or Tootsie Roll or Daisy Dukes, they get it. Or you say Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, they get it. You know, and then a lot of them know Dickie Ride, but you know they have to hear it,
right?
You know, and they're like, oh yeah, that's my song, So when you say bass music, when you talk about the type of music we do, it's booty shake. Booty shake Miami bass.
We was twerking before they was twerking.
Exactly.
Okay. So with the bass music and the new music that they have nowadays, what's the difference between the different types, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it's different genres of music. You know, you have your trap, you have your crunk, you know, you have your booty shake. You know, there's different names to it, but it's all the same. It's music, feel-good music to make you dance, to make you move. You know, some faster than others, some slower than others. You know, and I just think with this generation, it's a mixture because I hear a lot of new music that has samples from what we used to do, mm-hmm. you know, and samples from before us and during our era as well. But it's all the same. It's just, you know, jumbled up in a different type of mixture. Right. But bass music itself is a full cycle. It comes back around. That's all it is. Just comes back around. Just like old clothes, you know, because y'all about to start wearing the bell bottoms again. All yes, that comes back around.
You yeah. noticed too, huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have a wild card moment right here. And okay. I follow you guys. I pay attention. I see what you're doing. I'll be on my stuff. And I saw, or I've seen that you kind of do like gospel.
Oh, yeah. I do Christian hip hop.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I do Christian hip hop. It's been my passion for years. I started doing it back in, I want to say 2005. And I kind of like just got more into it. And me being the man of God that I am, you know, I love talking about God and talking about what he's done for me and how he's blessed me. And that's really my passion. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love what got me started in the music industry. But Christian hip hop is something that I really want to finish it out with.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's like my personal, like, you know, my little, yeah. You know, I can't believe you listen to this type of music. I'd be like, yeah, I listen to gospel music on the low.
Yeah.
Motivation every morning, you know, that's yeah. what and your lives are motivation as well. You know, we tap in on them sometimes, you know, throughout the day while we at work. And it's like, I needed to hear that today, you know.
Hey, that's what's
yeah.
up.
So we be paying attention. So my wild card for you, though, is to give us a little taste of the gospel bass music. If you got anything on mind or anything in hand. So they can hear what we talking about.
Let me see. Let me check and see if I got something I can let you hear. I was actually working on some stuff as we speak. Let me see. You gonna put me on the spot.
That's what the wild card is for.
Hold on, I gotta save this project right here. I probably can't let you hear what I'm currently working on because it's on the right now.
That's okay. It's gonna come on the live.
Let me see. I can. Got me in the den on the spot.
We in the den with it.
I love it. Let's see what I can do for you, though. Got me on the spot now.
That means I did my job, and that's what I live for every day.
And you did that. You did that there. Let's see what I got here. It'll be nice if I turn my mix on. Thanks.
I think it's probably second.
Let me see. Let me find my single Dying to Live real quick. This is a new joint that I have out now. It's called Dying to Live, featuring my man Luke G. Mm-hmm. And it's out on all platforms.
They don't want to see me.
That's just the instrumental. I got so much music on here now, I'm trying to find it. So bear with me.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on here.
So while you're looking for it, Dying to Live, how did you come up with that? Like, what was the motivation for that song?
All my music is basically about my life, about what I've been through, because when I look back on my life and what I've been through a lot. You know, just like a lot of people, we all have a story. But when I think about the things, the choices that I made in life that put me in a lot of positions that I didn't have to be in, I know it was nobody but the Lord that saw me through it, that brought me out of it. And so right now, where I'm at in my life, I'm dying to live according to how Jesus wants us to live. You know, he said he came that we might have life and have it to the fullest, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm dying to self so I can live for him. So that's why I got in Dying to Live. I might have to play something else for you. So this is a song that I got. I'm giving you a little piece of it. Still working on it. All right. Don't you let nobody hear it. So this is it. This is called I'm Going Hard for the Lord.
Hey, yo. You got to know who you are. You know what I mean? But most importantly, you got to know who you are. Going hard for the Lord. That's a lifestyle we're seeing. Make a change. It ain't the same in the streets. It's a different game. So many things rearranged at the same time. Many lives being played. Trying to separate them. Trying to segregate us all. Stuff that really hate us. It's time to make the peace that our voice be heard. It's time to speak word. Spread my wings. Time to rise up. A generation that's lost. Time to rise up. Everybody. Time, top of the dream, but it's a hard time. I'm trying to keep it down and trust my pulse. My state that it was out. My people walking my faith, yeah. Time to let the word know I'm still here.
Okay, so putting bass music with talking about what you're going through and, you know, being that it's coming from a different type of style of music, putting it with the biblical, is that hard?
Not really. It's not. It's real easy, you know, to do. It's just speaking the truth and just you know, letting people know where you came from, where you are. And then, of course, you want to take the word of God and insert it in there because you want to make sure they know where you're coming from with it and what you're trying to portray here. You know, because if you're not careful, it's a thin line between secular and then, you know, Christian hip hop. So you have to make sure that you keep it in an area where they know, okay, he's on a Christian hip hop level.
Right. So can you share any important lessons with us today that you've learned from the industry?
Yeah, I've learned to, I learned that even in the industry, don't trust anybody. You know, you can't trust anybody. Not saying that everybody's out to get you, but you gotta believe in yourself, trust in you and trusting God to make the right choices and decisions, regardless of what things look like, you know, because some things can, you know, one thing that I've learned is all snakes don't slither. Some snakes walk on 2 feet, you know, and you got to keep your eyes open. You got to pay attention and learn the business. Learn the business for yourself. Don't just go by what people tell you. You got to learn it for yourself. Ask questions and don't be ashamed to say, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Doesn't matter how long you've been in the game. Sometimes you may not know certain things and somebody can help you learn, and that will help you to get to the next level that you're trying to get to.
That's the best.
But don't trust, just don't trust what everybody say. Learn it for yourself. Read, research, and know it for yourself.
That's the fact. And yep. I can relate to that in so many ways. A lot of people ask me, they be like, what you got next coming up with your podcast? It's not that I don't want to tell them. I just feel like I'm just doing what God has called me to do. Like, I don't care about my likes, my followers. I don't care about that. You know, I just want to be able to touch people. And my podcast be able to put me on a different level than what everybody else's is. And I don't want to be compared to nothing. I want mine to stand out, but I want it to be in the works of what God is doing. So I confuse a lot of people when I answer it in that way, because they're like, what you mean? And I'm just like, I'm just here. Like, I'm just a vessel. I don't even know what my next move going to be sometimes when I wake up. It's just like, I just put them there and I'm like, okay, I'm there. You know?
Right.
Yeah. So I get it. Okay, so how do you stay motivated throughout the day? I know God is one. So what else to stay motivated during your challenging times in the industry?
I just look back on where I've come from, where God has brought me from to where I am, and just knowing, just have this sense of knowing that where I am right now, no matter how challenging it is, it's still not my final destination, you know? And just knowing that, you know, it's an old song that we sing, you know, God didn't bring you this far just to leave you, you know, so I know he didn't bring me this far through what I've been through just to say, okay, that's it. I know it's more in store, you know, so I'm excited about my life every day, and that's my motivation.
Okay. So can you share any strategies for some people that struggle with keeping a positive mindset?
Yeah. Just look at your surroundings. Well, you want to first start by looking within. You got to check yourself. You got to check your mindset. What's clouding your mind? Where are your thoughts at? You know, because a lot of times we think on so many negative things that as a man thinks, so is he. So if you think negatively about yourself, your life, whatever you have going on, that's what's going to come out of you, negativity. You know, so look within yourself, look around you. Who do you have around you? Because a lot of times you can have the wrong people around you, be associated with the wrong people that are takers, you know. They're taking from you. They're always tearing you down, wearing you down, weighing you down. And you need positive people around you. You know, it's hard to be motivated and encouraged when you have people around you that are always discouraging you or looking to tear you down or create mess and bring drama to the table.
Right.
Yeah. So my advice is look within and look around.
So my question with that is, I'm probably asking this question for a lot of other people that I've talked to in the last couple of days. They've been struggling coming into the new year. You know, cutting people off has been a big thing, and I'm probably speaking for myself too, because that's something that I struggle with as well. Like, when you get into a certain point in your life and you're growing, but you got these people and you love them, but then you know you don't want to cut them off, but you gotta cut them off. Like, how do you encourage us to continue to stand on that without feeling guilty for it?
Well, you gotta know who you are. You gotta know your identity and what you've been called to do. You have to know your purpose. And you gotta understand, I know a lot of people don't want to do it, but you gotta understand everybody can't go with you to where God is trying to take you. You know, there are some people that we bring along that God didn't tell you to bring along. There are some people that we get in relationship with, we get in bed with, we become friends with, that God never intended for you to be friends with or be a part of their life. But he still uses you and blesses you, even though you're in something that he didn't tell you to be a part of. Yeah. So you have to know where you're going, you know, and recognize that everybody can't go with you. And then you have to be man or woman enough to say, okay, well, I got to let you go. You know, even if it's just a season of separation, you got to be willing to separate if that's what God is telling you to do. You know, so my advice, pray about it. But when God puts it on your heart, when you hear that still small voice telling you to get up, move, run, whatever you need to do, you need to do just that.
Oh, I think you just hit a nerve because I feel some type of way. Okay, so I'm going to let you go. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. But my biggest thing here in the den is, before I let you go, I have three things that if this was the last time I was to ever talk to BJ Bowman or anybody from the Southern Players, what are three things that you will leave me with, and why would you leave me with those things?
Probably stay focused. All right. Why? Because whatever plan God has for you, he needs you to stay focused on that and stay the course. You know, stay positive no matter what comes at you, no matter what it feels like, seems like, sound like, or you assuming it to be. Everything is working together for your good. You got to believe that. And always stand on faith, because God will move as he sees you moving by your faith.
And that's that, you guys. Anything else you want to leave us with today, Mr. Bowman?
Well, since the other guys, I don't see the other guys, I just want to shout out to Tizo, the Wild One, and also my man Chris, the other Southern Players. And just want to say what up, though, to all our fans. Keep following us. Keep watching us. We got some heat coming, and y'all keep checking me out with my Christian hip hop. I got some stuff just coming. I'm doing it all, you know. And I just want to give a big shout out to Nala, because I'm in the den.
Yeah.
My girl Nala.
Yes. All right, you guys. You heard it here first, right here in the den with Nala on Power 904. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And you will be in the magazine for February.
Okay.
So the audios and everything is going to be going on. And if you got anything that you want us to promote, you guys got any pictures that you want us to put in the magazine, please get that to us. You got time. Okay. We'll remind you if it gets too close to the deadline, you know, so we can get everything together for you guys.
Okay. We got some stuff coming up. I'll be following that stuff to you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again, Nala.
No problem. Right. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Bend it over, drop it low, pick it up real slow. Gone and poke it out, start to shake it now. Shake your money maker, you know what I'm talking about. Got them standing round, pockets on tsunami. Throwing money up every time you go to drop it. She so bad, how you know she always the toppy. And I love the way she move, that's why I always watch it. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty, I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. She no dancer, she like twerking. Hit the club after work with her friends. All baddies, will they dance? Do it gladly. They got money, they buy their own bottles. Whole clip bad, they like supermodels. Keep it classy, can't get nasty. Hit the flow, started spazzing. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Why the booty, big booty, I like all booties. Why the booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
Gladys Indy.
When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you. When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. No matter the day or time, no matter if it's day or night, it ain't hard to get a hold of me, baby. Baby, anytime is a good time. Tossing and turning and I can't get you out of my mind.
Thinking about me like I'm thinking about you.
And if the mood is right, baby, you can slide through.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Baby, we've both been lonely enough. Fuck up a plan and pour a drink.
Take all the stress off your mind.
And just be you and I, spending quality time.
All you gotta do is stop by, my love will be waiting. Be much appreciated, yeah.
When you gon' stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. Cherry blossom perfume so sweet.
Sweet,
sweet. Like perfect for me. I'm an open book, get to know me. As if you wanna show me, no sweat, baby, I'm open now. Soft kiss on your shoulder, baby. When I look into your eyes, I see the stars.
So I can't surprise me.
Now that we lock in, we ain't gotta go nowhere. Love you round the clock. In the area, don't hesitate to stop by.
You are currently in the den.
I'm not the same, they ain't no change, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the how I go from deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from drowning deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Yeah, gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Yeah, gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. It was a white boy with a gold grill from the south side on Battleground. Cool dude, and Mr. Test, and he do it for the 15. Somewhere between the deuce and a light at the next street. I thought about how good God been and how far he done brought me. So I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Back and counting two visits. Lights on and we eating. Good health and I blinking. That's when I start thinking. About the time when I blew it. Chose wrong and I knew it. That's when it got timid. Seen things change, then I changed things. Talk to God and got the formula. Half the struggle I was really in was called no idea what I'm doing. Took a lot of prayer for determination. Humble pie for the extra flavor. Took a bunch of L's, never let it break. Thought my own lane never started breaking. Got a Hemi engine, catch a head in me. Got it sounding like a thousand bumblebees. Run off oatmeal and the belly made his little Chick-fil-A and a God in me. Wait a minute, it's a Jesus in it. It's a change, AJ. How you transform? Check the resume, I been prime vibe like a transform. I'm not the same, they ain't no change. I know who I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. Who I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change the boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change the boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Gotta change the boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. change a boy like Stephon from Steve Irwin. Okay, now boy, I'm feeling splendid. Need me some suspenders. Yeah. Piped up, three stripes up, and these pants dry, I'm gon' split them. I'm the same T, but a new me, version 2 if you ain't get it. The on me like the views, the better in the back. But now HD in my pitch. See, I realize that the real eyes can't be seen without real eyes. Some real ties to some real guys, got a real clear in my real mind. It's real life with a real guy, but the real part, it's real hard. Real fast, if this got up, then ain't nothing can hold me back. I don't understand my sauce, catch up and mustard me, please. The way that I be getting blessed, you think I had a disease. Just be coming out of me, I guess my face gotta leak. Call it that, I chew a bit. Now what you do for a sneak?
Listen. Right, maybe it's too wavy and the surfing ain't your vibe. Maybe you do some rap because tanning ain't your life. Don't mess with my phone sway, I just got it feeling right. My life work is light work, keep the shade in me, be shine.
I'm not the same, ain't nothing changed, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the ocean? Yeah, God done changed a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. God done changed a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. God done changed a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. God done changed a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. God done changed a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel.
Now that's dope. Right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.